Hello, welcome to my video lecture. I am going to tell you about ACT-based web treatments today. And I want to start sharing. So this is about results and experiences from randomized controlled trials for depression and sleep difficulties. And I am Päivi Lappalainen. I'm postdoctoral researcher at the Department of Psychology and part of the ACT research group. So here's the outline for my presentation. First, I'm going to tell you about depression and sleeping difficulties. And after that, what are web-based treatments? And I am also going to present ACT, that is acceptance and commitment therapy, what it is. And finally, I'm going to present two internet-based treatments for depression and one internet-based treatment for sleeping difficulties. So I'm a member of the ACT research group at the JYU, and we have in this group developed a series of ACT-based web programs, as I mentioned, programs for depression, sleeping difficulties, student well-being, stress, overweight, health and well-being of caregivers over 60 years, and also well-being of parents who have children with the chronic conditions and chronic pain. These are just a few of those programs. As we all know, depressive symptoms are very common. So worldwide, about 121 million people are suffering from depression, but only about one fourth of them have access to effective treatments. And also, sleeping difficulties are prevalent. One third of the population is suffering from symptoms of insomnia. And the truth is that we cannot solve this problem of accessibility with only traditional face-to-face treatments. So one solution offer the web-based treatments. Barak Klein and Proudfoot have given an explanation what are web-based treatments or interventions. They are primarily self-guided intervention programs operated through a website. It aims to create a positive change or improve certain aspects of well-being and provide the person with different kind of health or mental health related material and different kind of interactive components. When we look at the evidence of web-based treatments, we can say that most of these treatments are based on cognitive behavioral therapy. And today there are about 30 different health and mental health problems, even more. No one knows the exact number of these treatments. But we know that around 250 randomized controlled trials have been conducted investigating different forms of web-based treatments and also other technology-based treatments. We know, based on the evidence, that they are effective in treating psychological and also health problems. We also know, based on this evidence, that they are as effective as traditionally given psychological treatments when they are provided with some form of support. Support can be through email, through the web platform, or it can be like through different kind of video conferencing applications. Then we go over to acceptance and commitment therapy. What is ACT? It's the third generation of cognitive behavioral therapies, and it is based on RFT, relational frame theory. It is created by Dr. and Professor Stephen Hayes, who is still currently professor in psychology at the University of Nevada. And on this picture, you can see Professor Hayes to the right. So a little bit more about ACT. What is ACT? ACT is a therapy approach that uses acceptance, mindfulness, commitment, and behavior change processes to produce greater flexibility, psychological flexibility. What does this mean? It's about being open for what is working and developing acceptance of unwanted private events. Private events means thoughts, emotions, and also it's about commitment and action towards living a valued life. As you can see, A is for accept your thoughts and feelings and what you cannot change. C is for choosing a value direction for your life. And T is for taking action. This means taking concrete actions to improve your life. This is the ACT Hexaflex, the ACT model of treatment. So these are the components or the processes of ACT. We very often in our web-based treatments or treatments in general start with the values, know what matters, what is important for you in life. This is because values are a very good motivational tool. And it's very appropriate when you start a treatment that you need to find the motivation for treatment. The second step we very often use is committed action or value-based actions. So this means concrete steps, concrete actions, do what it takes. Take actions to what you value in life, what is important for you. Then you can continue either with the contact with the present moment, be here now. This is very much about mindfulness, learning to be more in the present moment. Acceptance. We already talked a little bit about acceptance. It is about being open to unwanted thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, and also accept the things you cannot change anymore. Diffusion means watching your thinking, not to get so much entangled with your thoughts. Keeping some kind of distance to your thoughts. And then finally, self as context. It is maybe the most difficult process in ACT. We will talk more about that, what that means. So let's go and take a more closely look to each of these components. So we can start again with values. Values like a lighthouse in the distance. It guides you through the storm. In ACT, we use very much metaphors and also experiential exercises. And this is one example for a metaphor. What are values? Values are statements about what we want to be doing with our life, what we want to stand for. They are kind of leading principles that guide us and that what we do in life. And they are also motivating us as we move through life. Very often we ask clients the following questions. What do you want your life to be about? What does truly matter to you in the big picture in life? What sort of person would you like to be? And what is important for you in life? And also, if you look at the picture here to the right, when you are living by your values, how would you treat yourself? How would you treat others? How would you maybe treat your body, your work or education, your interests and hobbies? And in general, how would you treat the world around you? Then we go over to committed actions or value-based actions. And they are about setting goals which are guided by our values and taking concrete, effective actions to achieve those goals. We can establish goals or make public commitments and work towards these goals in small steps. And it is very important to focus on small steps. It doesn't mean to be something big. It is more a question of taking small steps. The third process is contact with the present moment. And so what does this mean? We humans, we find it often very hard to stay in the present moment. And often we spend a lot of time absorbed in our thoughts, and we are maybe worrying about the future, or we are living in the past in our thoughts. And in this way, we may lose contact with the world and the people in it. Um, And this may lead to that we disconnect from our relationships and we become incapable of doing things if we are too absorbed in our thoughts. So it is important to learn to be more in here and now, engaging what we are doing, focusing, concentrating on what we are doing. So you can ask yourself, like the picture says, is your mind full or are you mindful? So you can think about that. And you can also ask these questions yourself, or if you may have like a client, you may also ask these questions. How much time do you spend dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? And how easily do you, excuse me, how easily do you lose contact with the present moment? And is it difficult for you to know what you are thinking and feeling? Then we go over to diffusion, which is learning to see thoughts as nothing more than just thoughts. It's about learning to step back and see thoughts as what they are. They are nothing more than just words. And that's the opposite of what they appear to be. We perceive them, or we might perceive them, as very threatening events or rules that must be obeyed, or facts. But as a matter of fact, thoughts are purely words, but they have a large power, often too large power. So instead of getting caught up and entangled with our thoughts, we should just let them come and go. And again, we can use metaphors as if they were just clouds drifting in the sky, or as if they were waves in the ocean, or as if they were cars driving by, or just similar metaphors. So when we are distressed and in a state of fusion, when we are fused with our thoughts, we tend to narrow our focus and we see fewer alternatives. So as this metaphor says, life is a banquet, but sometimes we only see a single bowl of cold porridge. And here again, some questions to ask. What sorts of unhelpful thoughts and cognitions are you fusing with, such as rigid rules or self-limiting beliefs, or are you judging yourself harshly? Are you being right, or do you have thoughts or ideas of being hopeless or worthless or something else? Just think about that. And then we go over to self as context. Who am I? This is the senses of self. So ACT proposes that there are two elements of the mind. There is the thinking self, the self that is all the time generating these thoughts and beliefs and judgments and memories and doing plans, etc. This is the mind which we're talking about. But there is also the observing self. As you go through life and you change, your body changes, you have different roles throughout life. You are first a child, after that you are an adolescent, you become a student, then a young adult, and then adult, and so on. So you have different roles also. You may be sister, brother, daughter, a friend, a husband, wife. So there are so many roles we have in life. But then these roles change all the time, but there is the you inside you that is able to see all these changes and all these things. But the you that is inside of you, it never changes. Throughout your life, it's the same you that has been there and is going to be there your whole life. We can also here use some metaphors. You can think of yourself as the sky, and the thoughts and feelings and sensations that you have, they are like the weather that constantly changes in the sky. Or you can think yourself as the sea, and the waves are your feelings and thoughts that come and go and cannot be stopped. And here we can also ask some questions. Do you see yourself as broken, damaged, unlovable, weak, stupid, or maybe strong, superior, successful, or something else? And how attached are you to this self-image? And now we go over to acceptance. It's about accepting the things we cannot change, or also accepting our feelings and thoughts. You maybe know this serenity prayer: God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Acceptance is about opening up and making room for unpleasant feelings, sensations, urges, emotions. And instead of trying to suppress them, push them away, or fight them, we can make space for them, and we can just allow them to be. And as we do that, as we open up to those, we might see that these feelings and thoughts that we would not like to have, they may have less impact on us, and they may lose meaning, more or less. So that was a short introduction to ACT, and now I will present you some of the studies, web-based studies. The first study is The Good Life Compass, Hyvän elämän kompassi in Finnish. And we developed this program about 10 years ago. It is an ACT-based program based on the processes of ACT. So 6 weeks and six processes. And this is for clients experiencing depressive symptoms. And we compared it to a six-week face-to-face ACT-based treatment. And we also had two follow-ups at 6 and 18 months. We had an advertisement in a newspaper here in Jyväskylä, and we were seeking clients who reported depressive symptoms. We interviewed 60 persons in the telephone and finally randomized 39 persons to a 6 week internet-based ACT, and also another group. The treatment was delivered by 18 psychology students who had no previous experience of ACT. Here's the criteria. They had to be over 18 years old and no simultaneous treatments at the same time. And of course, they were supposed to have depressive symptoms, which we measured with the three questions about these. Here's the procedure. Finally, we randomized into two groups. As you can see, this was a rather small study, but intervention studies are very time consuming. So at this point, we were not able to take more participants. Our therapists or coaches were psychology students, most of them master level students in psychology, who had no or very little experience in carrying out psychological treatments. Each therapist, each student, was responsible for two clients, and one was from the web-based group and one was from the face-to-face group. They received 13 hours training in ACT and also a weekly supervision in groups. And they had also the opportunity for student peer group meetings weekly. And it must be noted that this intervention was not purely self-help. It included one face-to-face session at the beginning, which was mainly for measurements and the case formulation, which means that the client's situation, current situation, was found out through this case formulation. And then there was one meeting at the end, which is mainly for measurements. As I already told you, the intervention consisted of six modules, one module per week, text, written, and MP3 exercises, and video clips. Participants in this intervention arm had weekly written assignments, which they then placed in their own folder in the platform and received written feedback from the coach. And here you can see the program modules. As you can see, they follow the ACT processes. What is important for you in life? Values. Do what it takes. Value-based actions. Be present. Observe your thoughts and feelings. Get out of your mind. Accept your thoughts, feelings, and everything you cannot change, which was about acceptance. The control group or the comparison group was face-to-face treatment, six face-to-face meetings, each 60 minutes weekly, individual behavioral analysis, the same way as in the web-based group, then value work, discussions about control and acceptance. And in the same way as in the web-based treatment, experiential exercises and metaphors, and they were also partly individually tailored. And they received also homework assignments. Here are the results. The red line is the online ACT group, and the black line is the face-to-face ACT group. The results were really interesting. As you can see, here are the measurement points, pre-measurement, post-measurement, then the follow-up 6 months and follow-up 18 months. As you can see, in relation to depressive symptoms, for the ACT online group, the depressive symptoms went down gradually all the time. But in the face-to-face group, the symptoms went down at post, but then they started to go up again. But finally, at the six-month follow-up, they started to go down again. But they didn't go exactly to the same level as in the online ACT group. And the measure was BDI-2. We can see actually the same pattern in almost all of the measures. This is satisfaction with life measure. And it is, of course, supposed to go up. And as you can see in the online ACT group, it steadily goes up all the time. But in the face-to-face group, again, it starts going up. But at the post-measurement, it goes down a little bit, but then starts going up again at 6 months. And the same pattern again. This is general health. Then psychological flexibility. This is more similar. And of course, because both interventions are ACT-based, psychological flexibility is supposed to increase in both groups. And that you can see that this happens in both groups. Mindfulness, this shows again the same pattern, but finally, both interventions are equally effective. Frequency of automatic thoughts. Again, the same pattern. And believability of automatic thoughts. How much you believe in your thoughts, automatic thoughts, often negative thoughts. And then thought suppression. So are you suppressing your thoughts, or are you just letting them come and go as expected according to the ACT model? So let's go then over to client experiences in this web-based group. As this was about 10 years ago, it was for the most of the participants. This was the first time in a web-based treatment, and for many of them it was a surprise how the therapy worked in the net, in the internet. And most of them experienced and perceived the program and the intervention as a whole very good and useful. Gave new ways of thinking. And there is one more experience. This is a participant who appreciated the treatment philosophy. One must take the responsibility and lead one's life into value direction. This person had gone to therapy for years and found that just talking about the problems didn't help. But this person found the web-based treatment very useful. Of course, there were people who were not so satisfied with the web-based treatment, but there were only among these 19 people, there were only about one or two persons that were not that satisfied. But of course, web-based treatment does not suit everybody. But what we can conclude is that a 6-week internet-based ACT treatment, including 2 face-to-face sessions, was as effective as the face-to-face ACT treatment. And there are also indications that this web-based treatment may have slightly better treatment effects after the active treatment period than the face-to-face ACT treatment. And importantly, the intervention was student-delivered, and it was well accepted by the clients, by the participants. And here you can see the article if you are interested in it. Let's go to study number 2. This was the same program, the Good Life Compass. And we wanted to know this time if the same model would work, if there would be no face-to-face contact in the beginning and in the end. And do the participants accept this kind of treatment? So we had also this time an advertisement in the newspaper looking for participants both in Oulu and in Jyväskylä. We had 2 small groups, the iACT group, the web-based group, and the waiting list control group. This time, because the coaches didn't see the clients, the assessment was done via telephone. There was a closing interview, but that was after the measurements had been collected, so it did not impact the results. And actually, the assessment via telephone worked very well, and Also, this time, students interviewed the clients in phone. In this picture, you can see that the intervention group, the web-based group, was with this red line, and the control with the blue line. Of course, because we offered the control group the same intervention, we could not measure them at 12 months. But you can see that the intervention had an impact on depressive symptoms and more significantly than in the control group. The same thing about psychological and physiological symptoms, as you can see here. Mindfulness skills, they did go or increase in the control group only very, very little. But of course, because it was a waiting list group, so it was not supposed to go up that much. But in the intervention group, mindfulness skills increased significantly. Psychological flexibility also increased in the intervention group. And thought suppression, which is supposed to go down, of course, it went significantly down in the intervention group. And again, frequency of automatic thoughts. We had a question to the participants in the intervention group. What have you learned? And these were some of the comments. The intervention had changed own behavior and the way of thinking, had given new perspectives, taught distance to thoughts. So you don't have to obey your mind. You can do things differently than your mind tells you. It had given tools to better life management and better health. It also helped to relax and to sleep better. It also helped to increase exercise, although there were no exercises about exercise. Increased well-being at work, better self-confidence and decreased worrying and fear of the future. So these were some of the aspects participants reported. And also this one was well appreciated. This gave me many new thoughts and means to cope with life. I realized that I have to take better care of myself, and now I go on with my life happier, stronger, and more satisfied. And one of them thought that this program should be compulsory for everyone. And conclusions: this produced clinically significant improvements in depression, psychological and physiological symptoms, in adults with depression symptoms, and also improvements in other measures such as act-related processes, measuring psychological flexibility, mindfulness, thought suppression, and frequency of negative thoughts. And despite of the fact that the participants did not get any face-to-face contact, they were satisfied with the intervention and also recommended it to other depressed people. And here is the article. The third and last study I'm going to tell you about is the internet-based self-help for sleep difficulties. So, as I already mentioned, sleeping difficulties are very prevalent, and we need accessibly alternatives and new formats to deliver treatments for insomnia. Internet-based self-help has already been investigated and it's considered effective and acceptable in different populations. Also without support or with, for instance, telephone support. There are recent investigations, recent studies pointing out that rumination might be a central process in insomnia. So, because of that, we need interventions that target in particular worry and rumination. And mindfulness-based interventions, including also acceptance and commitment therapy, they offer adaptive ways of working with unhelpful thoughts, beliefs, worries, and rumination, which are associated with the symptoms of insomnia. This time, we were interested in investigating whether an ACT-based web intervention without any face-to-face or any weekly contact would be helpful for persons who were suffering from different kind of sleeping difficulties. Again, we had an advertisement in newspaper, and we got around 120 who were interested in participating. However, we were not able to take them all. So finally, 86 were randomized to the intervention group and to the waiting list group. The mean age was 53, and most of them were women, as in all of these interventions. And they had clinically significant severity of insomnia, which is at least 8. What we had, it was very similar to the Good Life Compass, but shorter. A weekly text highlighting the weekly ACT process, weekly video clip. We had, in the same way as in the Good Life Compass, mindfulness and other ACT-based experiential exercises and weekly assignments. Then we used also email reminders twice weekly, and also daily sleep diary during the first and the last week. Here is an example for a home assignment. This is the home assignment after week 2, be present. Train mindfulness skills every day, choose an exercise and practice it regularly. For instance, mindful breathing. And also mindfulness in everyday life, choose a daily task and do it more mindfully, more slowly, with great concentration. And also every week, a value-based action or value-based actions. Do something that has a positive influence on your well-being. We encouraged to value-based actions every week. And they had the possibility to write down reflections in a form, weekly comments on the platform. Just very shortly, the sleep measures. We had three sleep measures. We had some symptom measures, also depression. And then process measures, which were ACT related. And I don't go so much to these results in the table, but the groups change significantly differently post. As you can see here, for example, thought suppression. It went down significantly in the online ACT, but stayed about on the same level in the control group. Then, of course, after the intervention, we asked, have you gained, or what have you gained from the program? So improved sleep to some extent, decreased stress, improved mood, new skills to cope with life, acceptance, new perspective to thoughts, emotions, and distance to them, concentration, and self-knowledge. We received both positive and negative experiences. These are some of the positive ones. With the program, I felt safe with my sleep problem. I realized that I sometimes sleep very well. I stopped using sleeping pills. All people with sleep problems should get this kind of program right after the beginning of the treatment. I have listened to certain exercises several times, and each time I get new insights. And a very common remark was that now I have a more relaxed attitude to my sleep, which helped many people to sleep better. But also negative experiences, because this was an intervention which was purely self-help. There was no contact with a participant. So I did not get any help with my sleeping problems. A 6-week program is too short. Of course, some of the participants have had maybe 20 years problems with their sleeping. So a 6-week program may not help them to sleep better, maybe in the long run, but not during this time that was measured here. And some of them also reported that working all alone did not suit me. I would appreciate some interaction in group format or face to face. And of course, I'd prefer an initial meeting with a coach or therapist to get started with the program. And this is fully understandable. Results, when we look at the symptoms still, when compared with the control group, the ACT-based self-help program without any personal contact had a significant impact on quality of sleep, sleep duration, dysfunctional beliefs and attitudes about sleep, and also on the level of sleepiness during daytime. It had an impact on depression and physiological and psychological symptoms, and also thought suppression and believability of automatic thoughts. And these results were also maintained at the 6 months follow-up. However, as this was an intervention without any face-to-face contact, the effect sizes were moderate or small on all measures at post-measurement. And if we conclude the participant experiences, even though there was no contact with the coach, most were rather satisfied with the program and recommended it to others. But there was a very large variation to be seen. Some people reported that they had gained really a lot from the program, but some people were not at all satisfied. Finally, this was an easily accessible treatment alternative for people with sleeping difficulties. And many people may benefit from this kind of treatment alone. But of course, better results could be achieved when providing with some support. And here is again the article. So, just to conclude shortly, we can see that ACT-based web treatments were effective and they were also appreciated by the participants. They offer one way to support people with different kind of health or mental health problems. And they offer an easily accessible alternative to get treatment. Thank you for your attention.